So I'm going to kill two birds with one stone. We'll do an economic efficiency loss of the day, and then I'll make my announcement. And that announcement is that the Older Brother podcast will be moving to an alternative platform. I don't know which one it is. If you didn't, you got another podcast. I have several podcasts. There's a YouTube channel. I own another one called Older Brother. So I recommend you go to olderbrother.com. I created it as a non-cursing, less cursy, more polite, Older Brother help out younger brother type of podcast, and run parallel to Asshole Consulting. It also was serving as a backup in case this one was taken down. And when I moved, I have this channel under one EIN number and the Older Brother podcast under another EIN number. And for whatever reason, I could switch this one over. But the Older Brother one, I couldn't. Not to the new LLC. And it's like, you know, just so to give you an idea of what we're talking about is, since I started a new LLC, I had to tell all my sources of income, don't pay my old LLC, pay this new one. And here's my tax information that you need to report to the IRS that you paid me. You get the 1099. That's where the 1099s come from. And that's what the W-9 does. It tells you who to pay under what EIN number and the address and all this other stuff. So Amazon switched over, Subscribestar switched over, PayPal switched over, Amazon Publishing, Audible, which is a separate company technically, and all the other miscellany, except for YouTube. Big little red notification, you know, there's a problem with your taxes. Like, no, there isn't. There really isn't. Chad Elkins filled it out. I know it's right. I filled it out right. And he said, well, we need additional proof that you own this new LLC. So I scan in the documents because this is what I want to do with my day. You normally just have to send a W-9 in, boom, it's done. The W-9 has to be exactly the same. And so then I'm like, okay, is it in this realm where it's like you have to enter the business name and then your name? And this one doesn't allow commas, but there's a comma in my LLC because it's comma LLC. Do I not put that? And it's like, you know what? This reminds me of fourth grade English, my fourth grade English teacher, where it's never going to be good enough. You're being not purposely obtuse. You're just being anal retentive because that's who you are. And I've already wasted enough. I've wasted like 2 hours on this. Not all about you, but 2 hours is a lot. I can do a lot in 2 hours. And I looked at how much money the Older Brother channel generates, and it hasn't really generated that much because we haven't done a podcast in a while. And whereas I have my main flagship site here, I sat there and said, okay, I got to make an economic decision. Do I want to keep effing around with tax compliance at YouTube or the YouTube's tax compliance department? Do I really want to like deal with these people? You know, deal with people. There's no human being there. It's all algorithms and this and that. I don't know if anyway, like when you file an LLC, there's all these articles of incorporation and this and that, and you can find it. Da, 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 da. I could keep trying that and try every permutation of the LLC name, the EIN. Is there a dash? Is there not a dash? Is the address exactly right? You know, is it STR? For street, or is it ST for street? Do I spell out street? Do I have to put east? Do I put an E dot? I put exactly what was on the W-9. And say, you know what? You're too difficult to do business with. Too difficult. My original YouTube channel, it was under my personal social security number. I couldn't switch it. I had to start a new channel. You guys didn't know this. It was long, long ago. Because it was too much of a nightmare to switch an EIN number. And it's like, it's not everyday accounting, but it is common. And YouTube, for whatever reason, it's because they don't want to hire people. Because they want it to be, it has to match perfect. Maybe there's someone who's really anal retentive. I don't know. I got other FANG companies like, yeah, we accepted it. Here you go. I would like to keep making money. And to be perfectly honest, YouTube has been pretty fair with me. I would disagree with some things. Of course, I disagree politically. I think all speech should be free, whether you're a private platform, a publisher, or you're a a government or private company, but it doesn't matter. The economic efficiency loss of the day is that you are too inefficient to conduct and do business with. And among other things, this is going to end up biting YouTube in the ass. Where people, it's not uncommon, as especially, you know, look at Joe Rogan moves out of California. People move, they set up new LLCs, they got changed their addresses. It's, you have to spell out suite. You can't abbreviate it STE period. But we don't do number signs. You just write the done. Quote Tom Likas, D-U-N, done. And I'm trying. Terrence Pop had a good point. He was talking about obstructions in life. And he was talking about you can either go through them, over them, under them, or around them. And a lot of times there's problems where you can't go through them. You gotta circumvent them somehow. And I think he was talking in war, but also going through divorce and things like that. And especially now working with people, building a home, moving, all the getting approved for a loan as a self-employed individual, constantly having to show and prove my income every month. I'm starting to realize the real key to success with stupidity, stupid people, and dumb, and in this case with Google's, is bureaucracy. Google's just a big bureaucratic mess. That's another thing that'll take it down the road, is it's just going to be too much of a lethargic, incompetent entity. In other words, and this is exactly what it's like trying to work with the DMV. And if you get the choice, like, do I want to go to the DMV? Or what are your options? Well, I could take the bus, or I could drive without a license, or I could move to I go to a different DMV office. And that's why I'm choosing to do with the Older Brother channel and YouTube, because it is not worth my time. To me, there's a little bit of money there. It's not a lot, but it's a little. You know, it pays me for a cell phone bill. That's not worth the 2 hours I just spent trying to say, hey, I've updated this. Can you go? Nope. Nope. And maybe sometimes God or nature or the universe tries to test it. The universe is speaking to us, Peck. Sometimes the real world, the universe is trying to tell you something that maybe you ought to try this. I think I'm going to heed my little inner ear here. Maybe the universe is trying to tell me something that I should go and take this opportunity to experiment with different platforms. So as per our conversation with TFM, Joker, Pop, Blake, and Sandman, I'm going to probably try set up a system where I'm on all these different alternative platforms like Odyssey, DLive, Locals, all these other places, Manosphere.tv. Hopefully all under one network umbrella on a OBS overlaying operating system. That allows me to simulcast, you know, broadcast all of them in one shot. And this will send me down the road where I'll become experienced and proficient. And we'll figure out there'll be consolidation. Be this one, that one, no, this, that. Do we do it? This is the platform we're going through. And do not worry, I will announce it. I may even upload the videos to Older Brother, the YouTube channel, like just upload it for posterity's sake if you still wanted to tune in. But the money-making operation where I'm going to be recording, that will be going elsewhere. Because I can't even make, not that it's only solely to make money, but if I can't make money on it, if YouTube is going to make it this difficult to make money, well, then I'm not going to make money, I guess. I will go to other platforms. I mean, Amir over at Manosphere.tv, he's a genius. I'm almost going to go there for ease of use because it works. And Amir isn't going to, is it drive or DR? Is it street or STR? He's not going to do that. You know, like, oh, I guess the feds need your information. You know, here's my W-9. Okay, there you go. Boom, done. And then Amir's going to make the money. And I'm wondering, we could argue the general overall philosophical question is, what is the cost of bureaucracy? But let's just take a look at what is the cost of doing business, the economic efficiency loss, when you need to change something at YouTube or Google, and they just don't have people there. I know it's more costly to have a person on a phone, but whoever it is, or whatever policy they decide to set in place, that makes it that you cannot switch over an LLC and an EIN number with no matter how much documentation, or do I comma, do I not comma, do I put the LLC capitalized, or like, no. And then this is reason enough, because I can't make money. I'm wasting, and it's mentally taxing. So all this is already a deal breaker. Then you throw on the politics. Yeah, now I have a redundancy incentive, I guess a survival and insurance incentive to go and try alternative platforms. So this will not be happening anytime soon. I will make the announcement. I got to play catch up with Asshole Consulting. I got to find those missing super chats that we had. This main channel will stay here until we get booted off, which Lord knows when that'll be. I keep getting notifications from YouTube, like on videos 4 or 5 years ago. This violates our age restriction community guidelines. Even though it happened after we implement, or before we implemented it, we will not give you a strike. It's like, so you're changing policy and then retroactively going back and watching all the videos in the YouTube servers? What? And then what if you change the policy again? Are you going to rewatch all the videos again that have been made? It's mind-boggling to me. So whether you get kicked off or Google or YouTube is just going to, and I don't know how to run their business, but last I checked, YouTube didn't make any money. They're awfully, for a publicly traded company, Alphabet Incorporated, they're awfully secretive about whether or not Google is profitable as a division or not. So I'd like to speculate, and I probably can, like, you're not making money. I don't know if you're paying people to watch. You won't pay people to pick up a phone and have customer service, but you'll pay people to go over videos and like, ooh, he said this word. She said that thing. Ooh, now we have to, you got to check. Like, the Stasi had less of an apparatus and bureaucracy than you guys. There was something about... Why don't you just ask who had their super chats missed? Because I had this super chat screen is just the chat screen keeps scrolling. If you guys want to email me those, please. Wait till tomorrow, because hopefully YouTube has the glitch fixed and I could go ahead and just read through them. But let's get through the ones that have been made. So, but if for whatever reason, just in general, guys, if you gave me a super chat and I missed it, let me know in the chat room. And then I'll, say, hey, you missed the super chat, or email me and I'll do it, because I really appreciate you guys take your money. You give me money. I'm like, the least I can do is answer your questions. I'm not trying to cheat you here. It's just so frustrating. It's just like, and there's another thing. Oh, yay. Did somebody screw up? I wonder if it's going to cost people multiple exponential amounts of time. For $2, Fred Freeman saw, well, Mexican poops. What if Vlad can't access the new platform? Sad. No, he'll be able to. He'll be able. I'm going to find a platform that allows for multiple people, super chats, and live streaming with unlimited time. Although, wait, I don't think I really go longer than 2 hours or 3 hours anyway. Hey, the goddamn bacon at thegoddamnbacon.com for $5.56. Hey, Cappy, I'll get my site fixed soon. Haven't had time. I do stream here, though. If you want to listen or rip for the MP. Well, Bacon, what's the link or the website? Do we just look up the goddamn Bacon? How do we find you? Hey, Modern Life Data. Leah, Cappy, that light is too bright. You got to tone it down. You look like Casper. Hey, right? I got enough going on. All right. I just soundproofed this whole damn room. I will get a softer light. The light is coming off of, the computer screen. That's what it is, because it's nighttime. And I got this little lamp light here. I'll get to it. I know I'm whiter than I normally look, but this is what we got to deal with. Can you say something nice, John? Can you just say, my goodness, your audio quality is amazing? Fred Freeman saw $2. How do I get the girls like Vlad and muscles like Cappy? My muscles have been going down. I've been just working too much. Fred Freeman saw $2. My last girlfriend at the DMV, red hair, big boobs, no joke. Well, what's her name? Does she like guys who are like busy installing crap at their house? I'm going to look up. That's the other thing. I'm putting together a list of podcasters. Maxi Mike, $2. YouTube pulling a post-coitus grape on you. I know it is. It's like, well, this violates my new rules. It's so childish. I know Joker gets pissed off about the freedom of speech issue. and other people get upset about that. Me, it's just like, this was like middle school. It's like grade school. And I'm just like, okay, look. How far is Overton's window going to go? And they're well on their way. YouTube is well on their way to become the new religious right. They are the new 700 Club. I don't do that frog and pan boiling water. I don't do moving goalposts. It's just no. I'm not going to. Take them if you don't like them. Take them down. If you don't, demonetize them. Whatever you want to do. If you don't like me, kick me off. But I'm not going to be, I'll do it. It's just like, I already hold back my speech enough to generally answer everyone's questions and use YouTube as a tool to achieve a particular purpose. But, and in a certain sense, all I've been doing has been asshole consulting. I really get to not super chats, podcasts much anymore. But this childishness, that's what it is, this childishness. It's like, look, let us rate our channels, RX, PG-13, and sell the advertising. You come up with a whole new one, triple R, triple racist, whatever. XXC Demon 08, if you road trip through Texas again and you pass through San Antonio, avoid Austin, definitely visit Bill Miller Barbecue or Rudy's Barbecue. They rule. I will. I have not been to San Antonio I have been through San Antonio. I have not been to Austin. Mexi Mike, it's like you pulled some proper game, did what you knew YouTube wants from you to bring in the monies, but about 1 week later, years later, she changed her mind. Exactly. It's not even that I've changed it or she's changed her mind. Well, that's on this channel. What it boils down to, older brother, is like, hey, sweetheart, like me and YouTube been dating. Oh, what, the older brother channel's like 2-3 years old, 2 years. Hey, babe, my new address is this. Well, I don't understand. What? Here's my new address. Meet me here or send stuff here if you need. Well, no, I won't accept this address. Well, no, here's the address. No. Well, okay. Do you want me to put sweet spell it or what? Don't you understand about it? I won't accept that address. It's like, all right, fine. Bye. Alex Patino, our truck driving Latino agent in the field, $5. Any suggestions on watching Manosphere? Because I can watch it at home with Wi-Fi, but not myself on the road. I guess, what do I listen to? I listen to everything Joker puts out. 99% of it's good. And then 1% of it's just like, not that it's bad, it's just I have no interest in it. Red Evening with Jack Napier and Rob Says. Masculine Geeks, The Goddamn Bacon. He does have a good thing if I could just find out where he is, and he stays there consistently. What else? Rule Zero, those guys are always good. Roll Tomasi has his own channel. Rich Cooper has his own channel, but I don't really tune into it. Any reason I don't like Rich. There's only so much time in the day. Ryan Stone, I should tune into more Ryan Stone, especially when he gets Carl on there. Carl's a great, great, you would say co-host, but he's very sharp. He contributes a lot. I know I'm missing some big ones. I don't know who. I know I'm missing some big ones. I think I even did a video. Well, that was on books. You might like Coach Red Pill. He's a little, I don't know, campy is the word, but I like his delivery. And he's like, oh, yeah. You think that girl's going to do this? So that'll get you out there. Goddamn Bacon 223. It's the name here. LOL, the goddamn bacon. Okay, I'll look it up. All right. Everyone look up the goddamn bacon on YouTube. Fred Freeman Saul, $2. Amy, don't tell her who I voted for. Fred again for $2. YouTube worse than the Wisconsin gal who hated your goofy hat. Yeah. Yeah. It's the confusion. It's like, what's wrong with you? Why don't you like money? Or Mr. Slowski, why don't you like fun? Like, what's wrong? Alex again for $5. Sorry, I meant to say Manister TV. It works at home, but not on my cell phone. Oh, I don't know. All I know is Amir switched me over. Donovan Sharp's on there. He just backed me up my entire YouTube channel. So if YouTube ever takes something down, go to Manister TV. I do have an account there. It's just that among millions of other things, I haven't really been able to expand on it and tailor it. I have a locals account, aaronclary.locals.com. So I throw a couple things up because that's easy. It's like the new Facebook. And I'll probably be making an announcement. I'm not going to be posting much to Facebook anymore and everything will be on locals instead. But I kind of do that regularly now. I rarely post anything on Facebook. Nonstop Dre, $362. We talk like the great one on other platforms. No, it's not going to change much. I'll like curse more. Maybe I'll use some like old words that were perfectly acceptable to describe different races back when I was a kid, but are not acceptable today. Like a particular college fund. I would use other epithets that are not bad. They were just I'd speak like it was 1995 again. Where your gay buddy be right there and you'd be like, dude, that is so word for lame, starts with G, ends with A, you know, and we had nothing to do with sexuality. But it wouldn't be bleeping, 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 bleep. The goddamn bacon 243. Masculine Geek Rob says Nick August and Bull Rush. Yep, those are all good guys there too. All right, there you go. Can I do one more? I'll talk to you guys later. Toodles.